Now, this one's got a whole lot of horsepower, heart, and a whole lot of heritage behind it. So let's buckle up because we're about to hit the road with something big. And I mean big. Trevor McLeod from the Woodford Lions Clubs joins us today, and he has got a big story to tell. He's one of the driving forces behind the birth of the inaugural Queensland Mack Muster, a massive celebration of Australia's Mack Trucks heritage that rolls into Woodford and Archer Falls Airfield from Caboolture Showgrounds on the 12th of September. We're talking hundreds of Mack trucks, a gala dinner, charity auction, and early morning charity convoy, and live entertainment all weekend. Raise vital funds for prostate cancer charity Get Yourself Checked and the Jackson Hempner Foundation for Youth Cancer. So, Trevor, it's great to have you with us. Let's dive into the promises, what promises to be an unforgettable weekend, full of throttle. Tell us about it.
Well, the Mack Muster was a concept back in February that's grown into something massive at this stage, and it's all about Mack trucks, the heritage of Australia. Basically, in the early 1900s, Mack was a big name in trucking, which built a lot of the country, and now the historical side of Mack is very popular, and there's that many people at the moment that have got V8 Macks in particular is high on their list at the moment, and they're all being restored and driven around the place. There's a lot of people coming from all over the country, from Tasmania and Perth, North Queensland, and all in between.
I'm sort of getting excited listening to you, Trevor. You know, why Mack Truck? Why? I mean, share that with us.
It's like an Australian nostalgia, I guess.
Yeah.
When you hear the noise, like you'll drive along with the window down and listen to the exhaust. You won't sit in the air conditioning and listen to
the
podcast, I guess. You'd be listening to the noise outside.
Okay. So this is going to be the biggest Mack truck celebration, isn't it?
It's looking that way.
Good.
At currently over 200 trucks, and by the start we should be up to 250, which is pretty much a record for just the one brand.
It certainly will be. What a spectacular sight it will be. I'm sitting here thinking that you often see them with they're painted black, and it's so black and beautiful and shiny. You just think, wow, you know, the guys must love their trucks, mustn't they? Because they do keep them so immaculate.
Oh, they spend a lot of time cleaning.
Yes, and absolutely.
Then all the added extras with chrome and the pinstripes, and now the artwork that, you know, the latest technologies allowed them to do all that sort of stuff.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, Trevor, you're driving for a cause, not just because the Mack trucks are beautiful, but tell us about the cause.
The two causes. Our charities that we've chosen is Get Yourself Checked, which is a prostate cancer charity, and then the other is the Jackson Hempner Foundation, which is based around youth cancer.
Okay.
Jackson Hempner Foundation is a local one that the Lions Club in Woodford have been working with for a few years now.
Yeah.
Because it's a local Woodford charity.
And of course, Jackson was a local boy.
He was, yeah.
Yes, lovely. Yep. All right. Now, I believe on the 11th of September is the gala night. Tell us about that.
Gala dinner at 6 p.m. on the Friday night. Mm-hmm. Three-course meal with canapes, table wine included, which has all got our label, our Mack Muster logo on it. We've got a special batch done just for the dinner.
Yeah.
There's going to be an auction. There's the charity auction that will benefit both of those charities.
Those charities, yeah.
We've got an MC, Scott Hillier, that's the host of Creek to Coast on Channel 7. He's got a bit of humour, so he'll be a good MC.
Yeah.
And then we've got a comedian, Lindsay Webb. So we've sort of put it together where people are able to come together and they can talk to one another without loud music in the background.
Okay.
Have a bit of a laugh and have some fun, have a good meal and get on with the weekend.
What sort of dollars are we talking about for the dinner, Trevor?
It's $185
per seat
and there's tables of eight and they've been very popular.
Lovely. So where do we get our tickets really quickly?
Online on the Queensland Mack Muster website. www.queenslandmacmaster.com.au, and then just go to the tickets menu.
Okay, and I believe that there's going to be a little bit more on that website as well very shortly, isn't there?
We keep adding to it.
Do you? Good on you. Good on you. Okay, now let's get on to the convoy, which is something amazing. So convoy launches at about sunrise, so everybody turns up at dawn, yeah? What happens then?
The mustering is at the Caboolture Showgrounds from 6 o'clock. We've got a coffee van and the Morayfield Lions Club are going to make bacon and egg burgers.
Oh, and they make a great burger, let me tell you that. Yeah,
and that's going to be for the truck drivers that arrive ready to marshal for a start at 8.30. The convoy will leave the showgrounds at 8.30, head along the Diagula Highway to Woodford and then out to the airfield by 10 o'clock. We encourage people to set themselves up along the Dag Highway, anywhere that's safe where they can park their car and watch the trucks go past.
Now, and Trevor, that's something important. You want people to be watching the trucks go past. Don't go out to the airfields.
No.
Stay on the Diagula Highway. Yep. You're going to see a sight for sore eyes. And then when they've all gone through, then you can follow through out to the airfield. Is that right?
Correct.
Good-o. Okay. Yep. Yeah.
So from 8.30, get on the road. Watch the trucks go past.
Yeah, it'll be fantastic.
And then after the trucks have been passed, then you can hop in your car and come out because there's nothing happening out at the airfield until they all arrive.
Yeah.
There's going to be 150 trucks on the Dag Highway in one go, so it's going to be something to see.
It will be. Now, what about sponsoring a truck? I know you can sponsor a truck and get them to actually lead the convoy. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, we've set up a page on our website where some of these trucks – can set themselves up with photos and then they can raise funds for our charity so the public can donate to the truck that they like.
Mm-hmm.
If you like one of the trucks, you can donate, and the higher they raise the money means that they'll end up leading the convoy.
Okay, and so the biggest amount of money gets the truck leading the convoy. How good would that be?
And the gala dinner will be when we announce the winners. We'll tally up all the totals and then we'll present the winners with first, second and third place to lead the convoy.
Okay. So Friday night the 11th, gala dinner, $180 a ticket for a great cause. And not only that, you've got a fabulous auction. I bet you got some great auction items,
We've had a lot of stuff donated and it's going to be run online on Auction Exchange.
Oh, okay.
So people that aren't even at the gala dinner are able to still bid on those items.
Wow, okay.
So that'll be on Auction Exchange and then it'll be live at the gala dinner to finish.
So at the dinner, the top truck will be announced and you'll have a good time there. Then you get up nice and early in the morning and get out there onto the roads safely and watch the convoy go past. Now, with the hundreds of Mack trucks that are expected to be there, Trevor, by 10 a.m. out at Archer Falls Airfield, that'll be pretty well transformed, won't it?
It's going to be massive. There's 30 acres that I've been mowing for the last couple of months. And it's a big area that we're going to have covered in trucks.
Wow. Yeah. Now, talking about that big area, I believe you can go out there and camp. Am I saying the right thing there?
The public won't camp there.
Thank you for that. Okay. Yeah,
the camping is for the truck drivers that are going to come from all over the place.
All over the place.
Yeah, and the area is just not big. We initially tried to look at doing public, but it's just not enough area and we won't be able to cater for it properly. So there's the showgrounds at Woodford.
Yes.
And the showgrounds at Kilcoy that people can camp at.
Yeah, and even the showgrounds here in Caboolture if necessary. Yeah.
And there's motels that are all booked out already.
Are they? How wonderful. You must be. Just how good.
Yeah.
Now, this is a festival, not just a show. So Trevor, tell us a bit about that.
Okay, well, the Mack Muster is a truck show, number one, but we've also got trade sites and we've got our sponsors that are going to have exhibits there. We've also got live music. Jessica Holbrook is one of the singers that we've engaged.
Did you tell me she's a little up-and-coming, singer?
I noticed that she's won some awards recently.
Yeah, good.
In country music, and then we've also got Luke Dickens, who's also been an Australian Idol runner-up and the Star Maker winner over the past times.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got Stone Lane as one of the bands, and then another duet, Rambling Rovers, Brian and Jody, will be running around the site in a little buggy. And then we've got Dinky Dye, the express train that people can hop on to move around when it's a big area.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've also got Trevor Davies, a truck commentator that'll be doing talks on all the trucks and telling everyone about the different specifications and the owners and history of each truck.
Mm-hmm.
I've also lined up now helicopter joy flights, because we're on an airfield, and I thought, have a helicopter and people can go and have a look at everything
from the sky. How good would that be? Yeah.
And then we've also got the Brisbane Metro remote control truck group. They're going to have a display there as well. So there's lots of things that people can do, as well as look at the trucks and eat the food and listen to the music.
Great. We've got Friday night with the gala dinner, Saturday with the beautiful big convoy. Okay.
So there's not a lot of show or anything happening. It'll just be people going home. Yep.
Yeah. So on the Saturday, Trevor, when do you think people will start packing up and going home after all the entertainment? What time does that go through?
Our truck show will run from 10 o'clock, and then we'll have presentations on stage for the trophies between 3 and 4.
Okay.
Once that's done, I'd say that people might start to thin out, and then we've got the music going into the night for those that are staying.
Want to hang around, and also the truckies that are staying.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So really we're talking 11 and 12 predominantly. Yep.
11 and 12, the dates.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sorry, the dates, I beg your pardon. Yeah. Okay, good on you.
Yep.
Is there anything else, Trevor, that we've missed, do you think?
Well, it's evolving. Every day I'm adding something to it. Okay. People ring me and want to do things, and I just go, we can do that.
Okay.
So it's probably a little bit bigger than what we expected originally in February with the idea, and what it is today is just going to be massive.
Well, you've got until the 11th of September, so who knows.
Yep.
Trevor, what an incredible story. Thank you so much for sharing everything with us that's going on and bringing that Queensland Mack truck muster to life from the roar of that charity convoy leaving Caboolture. Well, they're starting off at dawn, but they actually leave at about 8:30. The elegance of the gala dinner on the Friday night and the auction, of course, at the Woodford Memorial Hall. Hundreds of magnificent Mack trucks, including, and I must stress this, including the legendary E9 V8. Now, all of you truckies will know exactly what I'm talking about when I say that, and you're all gathering at the Art Falls Airfield. This is really shaping up to be something incredibly special for our community, isn't it?
It just sounds
beautiful. But remember, this event isn't just about trucks, it's about heart. Every dollar raised is going straight to the Get Yourself Checked and the Jackson Hempner Foundation, two causes making real differences in people's lives. So here's how you can get to be part of it. Jump online, sponsor your favourite truck in the convoy. Every cent you pledge helps push them up the leaderboard. The truck with the most support gets the honours of leading the entire convoy into Archer Falls Airdrome. So get behind a truck, back a great cause, and be part of Queensland's trucking history. Trevor, thank you so much for joining us today. We can't wait to see it all come together, and that's on the 11th and the 12th of September. Let's talk again soon.
Thank you. Yep, that'll be good. We'll talk again, and people just need to keep up to date with everything that's happening on our website, queenslandmackmuster.com, and on our Facebook and Instagram pages. Just follow along. Every day we're putting a post up there, so you'll end up with all the new latest news.
Good one. Thanks very much again, Trevor, and this is 101.5fm.com.au.